This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
So I called in. First, I want to say thanks for calling on me. And I actually have a few questions, if that's fine.
We'll start with one.
All right. I called a few months back, and remember I was talking about how I had like 35 stocks in my portfolio.
I do remember.
And you guys told me narrow it down to 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just wanted to get your opinion on my 10.
Oh, let's hear them.
What's your 10?
All right. I got Square, Apple, Microsoft, Visa, Disney, CrowdStrike, DraftKings, Nia. And one of them is a penny stock called AITX and ChargePoint.
What did you say after CrowdStrike? I didn't hear it.
DraftKings, Nia, and then I have a penny stock too called AITX and ChargePoint.
Well, what price did you get in on AITX?
I got in on AITX at 1 second. I got to check because I've been averaging down. I got in kind of high, and then as it dropped, I just kept buying into it because they got a new CEO, and I don't know. I like their company.
Yeah, but that's
my average cost is 0.069, so I'm at like 7 cents.
That's not bad. That's the only one I don't like out of the group. But if it bounces to 10 cents, you can exit. The rest of them, you're great. So like I'm proud of you.
I think one thing I like about your portfolio is that it's diversified. You have like DraftKings, you have Apple, you have Square, you have what else did she say?
Draft. She said Microsoft,
CrowdStrike, Visa. So you have cybersecurity, you have payment processing, you have Apple, you have the online gambling. So you're not putting all your eggs in one basket. Even though, you know, they're all kind of like tech companies, they serve different sectors of the economy. Yeah. So I would say that that's a very good portfolio. Continue with it. Are you dollar cost averaging? Like, are you putting money in every month, or how are you doing it?
Well, I put money in every month, and then when they drop down to a certain price, I'll add a lot extra.
Yeah, if ChargePoint gets to 1486, you can add more there, because they're going to slide down to 18. With 1486, add more. And then if your cost basis is decent there, you're good. The rest of them, you have home runs.
Super solid. Great. Yeah. The ones that you said up until DraftKings, I have in my portfolio as well. So they're all solid, including Visa, which I really loved. I've had a year and a half maybe. You know, I was going back and forth. Should I leave the position? And I love that the fact that it's performing now, I'm ecstatic that I held the door on that one. Yeah, so I love it. And I love the fact that you executed, right? There was 55 positions that you had. You heard some information. You said, look, they said, let's scale it down a bit. And you scaled it down, and you've picked some really, really solid companies. So, Cheyenne.
Yeah, great job for trimming.
Salute to you.
Thank you. So my next question is, well, I recently had a baby. And
congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I wanted to use the 529 for private school also. So like I did do a little bit of research and I seen that you are allowed to do that. But since like, should I go super aggressive inside the 529 since I'll be like leaning towards using it sooner than when he's 18? Or should I still like, you know, stick to the formula with like two tech and to index funds?
When you do a 529 plan, it's kind of similar to the 401k where you just can't invest the money however you want. They're going to give you options. So like each 529 plan is sponsored by a mutual fund company, depending on what state it is. So like, let's say Fidelity is sponsoring the 529 plan that you want to invest in. They'll give you two different ways how you choose to invest. You can invest in the age-based model, which is like 0 to 5 years old, 5 to 10 years old, 10 to 15 years old, 15 to like 18 years old. So the 0 to 5 is the most aggressive. And then 5 to 10 is a little bit less aggressive. And then 10 to 15 is kind of moderate. And then 15 to 18 is conservative. Very similar to like how an age-based retirement plan works, where as you get closer to the child being 18 or getting ready to go to school, college, then it becomes more conservative. Or they'll give you, you know, different options on how to invest. Like you can just do like the moderate or the conservative, or you can just kind of like, you know, base it off of that as far as like the different modules that they give you. So I would say the age-based model is always a good way to go. It's autopilot, and it's going to be aggressive anyway, because that's how it's kind of tailor-made for a child that's just born, like 1 year old. You want to be aggressive because, you know, but being that, you know, you're going to use the money, you know, soon, you just have to just keep an eye on it, obviously, and, you know, just kind of, you know, make sure. But at any point in time, if you want to change and just put it in a conservative bucket, you can. That's up to you. But until you plan on using it, I would definitely be aggressive with it. And also, when do you plan on putting your child in private school?
I haven't decided yet. I'm studying to get my to be able to sell life insurance. So I would like for them to do private school at the start, but it really just depends on where I'm at financially. I mean, I am doing okay. I own a few houses and stuff, but I want to make sure I'm able to afford it once I start. I don't want to have to stop like in the middle. And like, I plan on moving too. So I would like for them to start in kindergarten, but about fifth grade, it's a must for middle school and up.
Yeah,
I mean, I was about to go into first grade. He doesn't need in kindergarten.
He's first grade.
Yeah, yeah. Like Xander's about to go to first. Like, you don't need to send your kid to private for kindergarten.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just something to think of. But, yeah, you want to kind of hold off on a private school as long as you can, because obviously for a few different reasons, you'll have more money growing. Mm-hmm. Like if you put the money in and take it out, it's not going to be able to grow. But then also, it's a risk reward ratio with these private schools. I'm realizing I went to private school. I went to public school and I went to private school. I went to private school late. I went to private school in 11th grade. Mm-hmm. But I realized that up until like fourth, fifth grade, doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you'd be better off getting at home tutor. Probably.
Yeah, once you get to like high school, junior high school, mm-hmm. That's when you really, really got to start thinking about things. Cause like when a child turns 12 years old, especially, you know, boys and girls. So I wouldn't really invest a bunch of money when a child's like in diapers. Like what are they going to do? That's different.
Yeah, yeah. I just always felt like the public school system, like it doesn't do right by little black boys.
Yeah.
Here's the important part though, right? So, and I went to public school my whole life. I taught in public school. And this is the best advice I can give you. And the fact that you're here tells me that you're going to be able to execute on this information. Education doesn't stop inside the four walls. And the fact that you have this sound mind, your child is going to be able to learn from you. So public or private, the foundation starts with you. And the fact that you're guiding this, this family and the financial freedom that the path that you're on, it won't matter, private or public, until, like Shadi said, when you get into high school and the education starts to be a little bit more challenging and becomes more of a networking tool inside of private institutions.
Also, you got to think about, like, you know, MG could speak more on this, but this is a real estate question as well, where a lot of parents face the decision, okay, it's like, especially like a lot of these private schools, you know, it might be like $40,000, $50,000 a year. So does it really make sense to pay that much money for private school or just move into a better neighborhood? Because you're going to be paying property taxes anyway. So if you live in a good neighborhood and you're paying high property taxes, at least you'll be, you know, in a better public school system where, you know, you can, you know, go to the public school. So that's always a debate with parents, especially black parents, because it's like, unfortunately, a lot of times when you move to nicer neighborhoods, there's not a lot of diversity. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big fan of putting your kid in a school system where it's not diverse, because I think that causes problems for children. So it's a lot of issues with black people, especially when you start making money. It's like, you know, you don't want to stay in the hood, but then you don't want to go to an all white neighborhood, and then you're like the only person there that's of color, and then you gotta send a kid, and then that's issues. Then private school is like $50,000 a year, and then that's an issue. So a lot to think about, but you know, it all depends on whatever your goals are.
Yeah, EYL University.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for sharing your portfolio. Three thumbs up from us.
Thank you.
Did an amazing job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, real quick, can I just tell us the earnings? Because
absolutely.
If they don't know, Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and Google will be reporting this week. You hear this? Check this stat out, Ian. Those four stocks, right? Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and Google. They represent 20% of the entire weight of the S&P 500. Just those four companies. Absolutely ridiculous. So let's run it down. Obviously, Tesla reported today. They beat earnings. Some quick numbers on Tesla. So for the first time, they reported $1.1 billion in a quarter, right? So they produced over 200,000 vehicles, and they did over $800 million in their energy business. So all my Tesla folks and my Tesla enthusiasts, I'm sure when you were looking at CNBC after hours and saw the stock go up, salute to you. Hopefully it can be on an uptrend.
I told you.
I told you so. Tomorrow, damn, half of my portfolio is going to be reporting. So UPS, Apple will be reporting. AMD will be reporting. Microsoft, Visa, Teladoc, Google, Raytheon, and the company you spoke about, 3M, when we were tying it into Apple byproducts, they'll be reporting. On Wednesday, Boeing, Shopify, Facebook, PayPal, ServiceNow, McDonald's. And on Thursday, my company, Amazon will be reporting earnings. And they were obviously in the news today with those Bitcoin talks. They later have denied that they were getting involved in Bitcoin this year. I'm going to put a quotation around this year. But they did put out a search for somebody to be an executive in the crypto digital currency space. So they put out a posting for a digital currency executive, and that sparked rumors. Obviously, we saw Bitcoin run up to 40,000 is peeled back. I think when I last checked before we started Market Monday, it was at 37,000. So they'll be reporting on Thursday, as well as Twilio. And you mentioned them. You said top three cloud services. You had Amazon. You said Twilio. And I have Skyworks in there. I'm not sure if people have been paying attention to Skyworks and SMEs. It's a company to keep an eye on. And then Friday, we got P&G and Caterpillar. So those are, I mean, it's a huge, huge, huge earnings week. So those are the companies that we're looking at for sure. And obviously, like I said, majority of my portfolio will be reporting this week. So there you go.
Yeah. Amazing. So, yeah.
One last gem. Put yes in chat if you guys have heard of a FICO score. Have you looked at investing in the company FICO itself, the stock? Look at the chain, dig deep. Whenever a shot hits you with a, well, yeah, he ready to go. So I'm not going to keep you out too much longer.
Talk about that. Talk about the FICO. I never heard about that situation. Talk about that.
Because, I mean, if you look at FICO, any tool that measures and tracks how Americans are spending, and because credit scores are really a debt analysis tool. Right now, FICO is at 539, but during last year, it got to a low of 186. So with housing going crazy, spending going crazy, Visa doing well, who determines if you get a credit card or any kind of credit lent out to you? Fair Housing, Fair Isaac Corporation, is a big component of that. So if they are the ones that are dictating who will get lines of credit, you probably should invest in the person or the entity that is allowing people to get these credit lines and credit cards and mortgages and things of that nature. So if you look back 5 years ago, the stock was at 109.77. It's at 530.994 now. Probably in 3 years, it'll be at 783. I don't want you guys to be like, yo, it's too expensive. But when it hits 1,000, you're going to be like, damn, I wish I would have got into it. So look at FICO, especially when the economy is booming. That is a nice stock to invest in when the American economy is rising. FICO is the...
FICO? FICO to ticker?
Yeah, they paid it as the premium, I'm assuming, for that. But yeah, look at it. Put that on your watch list, FICO.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, backdrop. A mic drop, backdrop.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.